I recently interviewed David Wolf in studio. A great interview. Hope you get a chance to hear it. We spent an hour and a half or so covering so many amazing issues from spiritual realities, multidimensional realities, simulation theory, morality, the future of the human race, you know, a lot of issues. One of the things I really like about David Wolf is he has a lot of positive enthusiasm about the future. And, you know, for someone like myself, who very often is aware of the threats against humanity and the depopulation agenda and so on, it's nice to be reminded of the very bright future that does await some people who are able to navigate what's coming. And so I'd like to use this podcast to kind of go over the good news of what's coming. But it's not automatic. It is conditional. You know, this is something that humanity needs to really push toward, as we are. There's an uprising of human consciousness right now, and it can lead to incredible liberty and abundance, but it's not something that we can take for granted. So let's continue our efforts here. But let me sort of paint the picture of the kind of positive future that could be coming our way if we stay the course. And a lot of it focuses on decentralization. This is a topic I've spoken about quite a bit, but let me remind you of why this matters so much is because centralized power always leads to worse outcomes for humanity. So when control over knowledge is centralized through censorship and big tech platforms, or when money is centralized through fiat currency, or when medicine is centralized through the science and vaccine compliance, etc., it always leads to bad outcomes. But wherever decentralization is pursued or applied, outcomes tend to be much better. Why? Well, because the wisdom of all of us, each acting as independent agents, that wisdom is always greater than the intelligence of a centralized authority that decides on its own what we're supposed to do or what we're supposed to believe or how we're supposed to act or, you know, demands our obedience, etc. So decentralization works. And fortunately, humanity is headed in that direction. Now, it doesn't mean that the powers that be aren't going to fight for centralized control. They're trying to outlaw open source AI technology. You know, they are trying to maintain control of money through dollar fiat currency printing and sanctions. You know, they're trying to continue to censor the truth, etc. They're trying to control the food supply and make sure they poison everything with pesticides and herbicides, glyphosate, atrazine, and so on. But they're failing. They're failing. They're trying to kill people with vaccine jabs. They're trying to exterminate people with bioweapons. But they need compliance from people in order to achieve their depopulation goals. And that compliance is collapsing. And the thing is, you as an individual, you can make a choice about compliance. You can say, I choose not to comply. You can say, I do not consent. That's your power. And 2025 and beyond, I believe, is going to be the time for each of us to say, I do not comply no matter what, no matter what. And let me remind you of the importance of that mantra. I do not comply no matter what means that you will not comply even if they use fear, even they make you afraid. Oh my God, what if the virus gets me? Well, guess what? There is no virus. You do not have to comply, and you're not going to suffer any harm from a virus. You may suffer harm from a contact poison that they spread to try to simulate a virus, but you're at no risk from a virus because virology is a fraud. That's why. Or even if they say things like, well, if you don't comply, you'll lose your job. You need to be in a place mentally and spiritually, and perhaps even financially, a place to say, okay, even then, I do not comply. Take my job. I would rather have no job than to be killed by your jab. See, so that's a very wise position to take, is to say, I do not comply no matter what. They might say, if you do not comply, you won't be able to use your money. You won't have access to your wallet under the centralized, you know, CBDC, central bank digital currency. You still need to be able to say, well, so be it. I still do not comply. Because at some point, they might try to force you to be jabbed in order to use your wallet. Yeah, that can happen. Are you going to comply with that? I'm not. It's kind of like a mugger coming up to you and saying, your money or your life? And my answer would be, take the money, I'll save my life. You're not going to get my life, because what point is having money if I don't have my life, right? So whatever they wield against you as a weapon, whatever fear system they use, they might fake an alien invasion. They might fake a war. They might set off a nuclear bomb. They might set off a dirty bomb. There's all kinds of things that they're going to try to do that will be fear-based. You need to have the presence of mind and the willpower and the spiritual determination to say, I do not comply, and I support decentralization. And if you support decentralization and you act on it, then 2025 and beyond can be years that are incredibly abundant. Even as, believe it or not, even as at the same time, the depopulation agenda is still running its course. In other words, there will be billions of people probably who do not survive this transition period because they will succumb to fear. Because they will believe the psyops and they will run out to get themselves jabbed as quickly as possible to, you know, to be safe from the latest plandemic, whatever that is. Those people won't make it. So we're going to have both at the same time. You're going to have access to the most incredible abundance, decentralized knowledge, decentralized monetary systems through privacy crypto, things like that. While at the same time, those who are ignorant will literally die, many of them, because of the depopulation agenda running its course and accelerating among the weak-minded. So in this sense, you understand what I'm saying here, that abundance is within our grasp, and many of us are going to experience incredible abundance, revolutions in health and in knowledge and in personal productivity and just innovations galore. People like you that are plugged into podcasts like this. But at the same time, we're going to coexist with a whole different group of people who are, they're in the same grocery stores. They're walking down the same sidewalks. They share the same roads that we're on. But those people will die. They won't make it through this because they will believe in the false authority of the system, and they will be obedient to their end. They would rather be obedient and not rock the boat, and they will pay for that belief with their lives. Literally, that's what's coming. That's what's coming in 2025 and beyond. Now, another thing to notice in all of this is that the shift to decentralization will be very evident among those who are well-informed. You're going to see people shifting rapidly out of the banking system, for example. In my talk with David Wolf, he said that he learned the lesson the hard way. Never store your wealth in banks. Why? Because at any moment, the government can just steal it, or the bank can deny you access. It's not your money if you don't have custody. And when it's in the bank, they have custody, not you. You're a creditor to the bank, not really the customer, you see. So people who know what's going on are going to move their wealth out of banks. It's already happening. And what are they going to move into? Oh, gold and silver and privacy crypto. Some people will choose Bitcoin, but I think that's more and more of kind of a mainstream. I don't know. It's like the gullible people will easily go into Bitcoin because that's what everybody's suggesting. The smart people will go into privacy crypto or privacy wrapped Bitcoin. That's going to be the clear distinction. Like the smartest people I know, including David Wolf himself, is all into Monero and privacy coins, not Bitcoin. But that's going to be a very interesting distinction to watch. Like people in your family or people who are your friends who have no business owning crypto because they don't know what it is, they'll own Bitcoin, or they'll think they own Bitcoin. They'll have Bitcoin in their online investment accounts, and they'll say, yeah, I own Bitcoin and I'm getting rich. And it's like, do you even have a Bitcoin wallet? No, what is that? You know, so they don't have any business owning Bitcoin. The smart people I know are all moving into privacy crypto, which is probably why Monero is being increasingly recognized as incredibly valuable. But anyway, that's a whole separate podcast. In a similar fashion, gullible people, when it comes to medicine, they'll be the ones that still go to mainstream doctors. Gullible people will be the ones lining up at the pharmacies, taking all the pills, popping all the antidepressant pills and the blood pressure pills and whatever. The highly intelligent people recognize that real medicine doesn't come from a pharmacy. They will be using sunlight as medicine. They will be using natural herbal medicine, foods as medicine. They will be using all kinds of alternative natural modalities. Could be essential oils, could be even homeopathy, could be herbal extracts, could be nutritional supplements, could be sunlight, like I said, infrared therapy, all kinds of things. That's what highly intelligent people will rely on for their medicine. And they will be healthy and abundant as a result. Information, similar phenomenon here. The gullible masses will continue to use Google because they think Google's a search engine. It isn't. Google is a disinformation engine that seeks to block knowledge. That's all it is. Google blocks knowledge to keep humans ignorant. Same thing's true about Facebook, or if you only watch videos on YouTube and you don't check out Rumble or Brighttown.com or the other alternative video sites, you know, you're not informed. You're just not informed. Or in terms of where you get your news, you know, mainstream gullible people who are taking jabs, saving money in dollars in banks, they're going to be watching CNN and listening to NPR, tuning into Fox News, maybe getting all their fake news from the corporate media. They'll read the New York Times, the Washington Post, and they'll consider themselves to be informed. But the real informed people, the smart people like you and I, well, where do we get our information? Alternative media, right? Naturalnews.com is our website. Censored.news aggregates a lot of other censored news websites. And of course, alternative media includes InfoWars and all kinds of other sites. And that's where intelligent people will get their information. And as a result, they will know what's happening in the world. They'll have advanced notice of events. They'll have the best analysis of events. They'll know what's happening long before the mainstream knows. And they will have actually a more accurate point of view of what's happening by tuning into alternative media. It's very clear. So these are just some examples of decentralization, even food. So mainstream gullible people, they'll get their food from processed food manufacturers, buy it in boxes at the grocery store filled with all kinds of toxins and pesticides and things like that. Whereas highly intelligent, informed people, well, where will they get food? Well, they'll grow some themselves, or they'll supplement it with high-end superfood supplements, nutritional supplements, or they'll get food from local farmers markets or CSAs, or they'll barter with local farmers for food. And when they barter, they'll barter in, you know, Monero or silver or ammo or whatever. It's all about decentralization of the food supply. And this is also happening. So the people who will experience abundance, wealth, health, liberty, these are people who will pursue decentralization strategies across every area of their life. It could even include energy. Maybe you have an off-grid system, solar system with battery storage, although that technology still has a long ways to go. But if you can figure it out, you don't depend on the power grid any longer. You know, that's huge. I mean, think about what you depend on right now. Do you depend on municipal water? Well, what if you moved out of the country and you did rainwater collection? You could have your own water supply, and it would be the best water you've ever had, because rainwater is the best. Versus toxic city water that's poisoned on purpose with fluoride and chlorine and produces all kinds of cancer-causing chemicals, you know, and lead from the pipes and everything else. Why would you want to drink that water? Or at least filter it, you know, clean it up. But having your own water supply, having your own power supply, having your own financial wallet, like Privacy Crypto, in your possession, this is how you decentralize. And for people who do that, or even owning gold and silver, by the way, people who do that are going to do extremely well. I believe that if you're buying gold right now, what's coming for the price of gold is going to make you incredibly abundant. Might even happen with certain cryptos as well. But gold, I'm very confident that gold is going to hold value. So as dollars plummet, or euros plummet, or the yen plummets, gold and silver are going to be stores of value that are rooted in real physical reality, actual metals that you can hold and touch, that don't vanish and that don't need a password to log in and that can't be hacked electronically. Now, in terms of knowledge also, I've mentioned this a lot recently. I'm working on a new AI language model, which is a downloadable chatbot. You can sign up to get it for free at brighteon.ai. It's a free open source downloadable language model. We also plan to post it on Hugging Face, which is where the open source models are typically posted. And we are training this now with a brand new innovative method of full domain adaptation training based on all of our content of herbs and natural health and nutrition and foods and disease prevention and alternative medicine, off-grid survival, off-grid medicine, you know, all kinds of things, including on all the COVID material. This is going to be an amazing source of knowledge. We plan to release it on March 1st or sooner. It's called Enoch, E-N-O-C-H. That's the code name for it, Enoch. Again, you can sign up to get it for free at brighteon.ai. And it's going to be the only language model in the world, the only AI system that actually tells the truth about these topics. At least as far as I can tell, it's the only one. I mean, almost all the other models that I've seen, they lie to you because they're controlled by powerful corporations, powerful government interests. And so they lie about vaccines or 9/11 or whatever, you know? But our model is trained on reality-based information, and its purpose is to tell you the truth so that we can have decentralized knowledge in the hands of individuals. Where you can download this, you can run it locally on your own computer. You don't need to use the cloud. You don't need an internet connection. You don't pay any fees. You don't sign up to use the model. I mean, you do need to give us your email address just to be alerted. Or you can wait for us to post it on Hugging Face and you can just download it there. You don't need to register at all. You know, it doesn't matter to us if you register or not. It's just, we're just trying to have a way to email you when the model's available. But this model, it's massive decentralization of human knowledge. This is exactly what humanity needs in order to be more free and more abundant. So this is going to be a great source of information and knowledge. You can ask it any question you want about anything all the way through the year 2024, including it'll be trained on everything all the way through basically the end of December. After that, I don't know when we'll have updates, but it'll have to be updated with 2025 information after that, and that will take some additional time. But this is just one tool of many. And so bringing this together in the big picture of what this podcast is about, smart people who want to be free and abundant will use things like local open source AI tools, like our tool, brighteon.ai. They'll use things like privacy crypto, which includes coins like Monero, and there's, I mean, that's the biggest privacy coin. There's a bunch of others. You can watch my episodes on decentralized.tv to learn about other privacy coins that are out there. But Monero is the most obvious one. And then, you know, beyond that, grow your own food as much as you can. Trade with local farmers. Learn about natural medicine. Grow your medicine. Make your medicine. Make your own herbal extracts if you want to. If you can, you can even ask the language model how to do that. Like, what's the best way to make herbal extracts? And it'll just walk you through it step by step. So these are the kinds of things that you can do in order to decentralize your life. And then, yes, you can experience incredible abundance, like David Wolf was saying in the interview I did with him. You can experience incredible abundance. But if you're a gullible sucker who goes along with the establishment system, you won't have an abundant future. You'll be dead. You'll be broken dead. Probably broke first and then dead. Because they'll take all your money. They'll do a giant rug pull on the dollar in the banking system. They'll take your life if you sign up for the jabs. I mean, if you keep poisoning yourself, you're not going to live very long. They want you to eat all their toxic junk food laced with pesticides so that your brain turns to mush and your liver stops working, etc. So if you believe the so-called authorities, if you believe Reuters and Associated Press and New York Times and Wikipedia, if you believe these false authorities at the CDC and the FDA, etc., you will die and you'll die broke. If you believe the Federal Reserve, if you believe the State Department, if you believe that government tells you the truth, you will probably die and die broke. That's the discerning issue. Whether you are skeptical enough to realize that decentralization is the answer to wealth and health, abundance, privacy, all the things that matter, happiness, ultimately. So that's my message for today. That's a huge theme for 2025 and beyond, is decentralize your life, and your life can be great. But if you fall for false authority and let some other entity, some government typically, or some bureaucrat, if you let them determine what you're allowed to do or allowed to say or allowed to think, your future is going to be miserable. Simply put. So these two futures are available to each and every one of us. You have to choose one. Every person will choose a future. And the best possible future and the worst possible future will coexist at the same time in different people who made different choices. Just like right now, you can find people who are sick all the time because they took 10 jabs and they wear masks all the time. They're always sick and they take pharmaceuticals and they look horrible. Life is horrible and they're broke. Yeah, you can find those people. Or you can find people that are amazingly healthy and well. They've said no to the jabs, no to the masks. They get sunshine. They grow some of their own food. They may not be wealthy by materialistic, you know, dollar standards, but they're wealth in the way that matters. They're rich in God's wealth, you could say. They have health. They have happiness. They have joy. They have life. They have purpose, meaning. This matters. This matters more than anything in terms of life planning. So keep that in mind, and thank you for allowing me to help you on this journey. One of my goals is to help you navigate this and to help you achieve liberty, freedom, happiness, health, all the things that matter. But that also means avoiding all the traps, pitfalls, the lies, the propaganda, the psyops, everything else. So that's what it takes, and I'm here to help you through that in every way I can. So check out all of our assets, Brighteon.com, a free speech video site. Brighteon.social is our social media site that's uncensored. Brighteon.io is our decentralized social media site powered by Bastion. And it does not have any central servers at all, so it's resilient against internet takedowns or kill switches or censorship. And then we have Brighteon.ai. that I mentioned here, the new AI language model. Hey, we have older models available for download right now. They're just not that great, frankly. Not, I mean, the model we have coming is just revolutionary. I can't even use the old model anymore myself, so I don't even encourage you to download it. Wait for the new model. It's going to be worth the wait, and it's coming soon. Maybe 75 days, something like that. So thank you for listening. I'm Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger. Thank you for supporting us. Naturalnews.com is where you can find articles. If you want to purchase and support us, shop at healthrangerstore.com. And if you want to check out our third-party vendors and affiliates that have products that I have selected as being really useful for the future, go to rangerdeals.com. Rangerdeals.com. I've got discount codes for you there on a lot of products that can help you through this. Check it out, and thank you for listening. God bless you all. Take care. Mike Adams here, and I want to share a little nutritional secret with you. So you know I drink these smoothies every day. I make these out of avocados and bananas and whey protein. I put some other powders in them as well. I put a little black cumin seed oil in there and some vitamin D drops and things like that. But what I've added today into my smoothie, because we now have it available in our store, is called Golden Milk. And I know it's kind of a funny name, but it's orange. It's golden orange colored because it's got a lot of turmeric in it. But let me show you this. I've got it on my desk here. There it is in the canisters there on the right and left-hand side. Golden Milk powder canisters. Of course, it's certified organic and laboratory tested. But if you show my screen, I want to walk you through some of the ingredients. This is incredibly delicious. It's great for the fall season here too. But it's made with organic coconut milk powder and then organic date sugar, which is a low glycemic natural sweetener. And then the functional herbs are, you've got curcumin, which is an extract from turmeric. You've got organic turmeric root powder, organic ginger root powder for that spice, that fall spice, ashwagandha powder, which is an adaptogen that's really potent, and then cinnamon powder gives it that just delicious flavor. Cinnamon, by the way, is used a lot in traditional Chinese medicine, and it has its own health properties. All this together is called Organic Golden Milk Superfood. You can take the powder and you can blend it into water, or you can blend it like I did with avocados and bananas. You can blend it with cashews to make like a cashew milk, like a superfood fall eggnog nutrition drink. You know, there's no eggs in it, and it's not all sugared up like typical eggnog. It's way better than eggnog, but it's great for the fall season. Or you can use almond milk or any other kind of milk or raw cow's milk, whatever you have, fresh milk off the farm. Mix this with it and you will have a superfood extravaganza that has so many functional benefits, it's too many to even name. Now, in addition to that, here's what else we have available at the Health Ranger store. I just mentioned ashwagandha. We have an ashwagandha liquid extract available right now too. Here it is. It's organic liquid extract, 2 fluid ounces. This is a super high-end extract that's extracted with a combination of alcohol, water, and glycerin. And as a result, because of those three different, quote, solvents or, you know, carriers, you actually extract more of the nutrients from the ashwagandha root than just using one of those. So this is available now, and it's really fantastic. And if you show my desk, I want to mention a couple other things. We have astaxanthin, Hawaiian astaxanthin, now back in stock for the first time in a long time. That is a fat-soluble carotenoid that has extraordinary properties. If you haven't yet tried astaxanthin and just observe what it can help with in terms of your mobility and joints and cognitive protective support, things like that, try astaxanthin. I think you'll be really amazed at what it can do for you. In addition, we have the Boku Superfood formulation now in stock for the first time. This organic superfood is it's based on the original Boku formulation, but it's been upgraded, enhanced with our sourcing, our laboratory testing, and the result is now the combination Boku Superfood, Health Ranger Store, you know, combo formulation and lab testing product. Available for the first time, plant-based, high-density nutrition, ready to blend into water or milk or anything like that. It's available for the first time at our store. And then finally, if you go back to my desk, yeah, we've got ginger latte powder, which is, you know, more of a sort of coffee-themed drink there that's also quite delicious. And then we also have there in the brown label, the organic freeze-dried crunchy munchies, banana, apple, cinnamon. And these are fruit and herb purees that are freeze-dried into little snack chunks. And they're called crunchy munchies. They're fun to eat. Kids love them too. And the ingredients are just incredibly clean and nutritious. We also have a banana strawberry flavor available in the crunchy munchies as well. So a great snack, a great travel food. All of this and much more is available now at healthrangerstore.com. And also don't want to forget iodine, because everybody's freaking out about the risk of nuclear war right now. And sure enough, we've got nascent iodine available at the store. This is the cap version, because the caps last much longer than the droppers. But you can also buy this with a dropper in it, or you can get bulk deals with this. You can buy like six bottles with caps right here, a six pack. And this stuff is going to just disappear off the shelves the minute, you know, let's pray it doesn't happen, but the minute war escalates even more between Russia and Ukraine, especially if somebody starts launching nukes, or even if Israel starts launching nukes, which could happen on any given day, it seems, but you won't be able to find nascent iodine on the shelves. So get it now while you can. And when it's relatively affordable and available, we've got it right now. We're shipping right now out of our warehouse in Central Texas. So thank you for all your support. Shop at healthrangerstore.com for all your nutrition needs. And you can find many different products that we have available, hundreds to choose from that are health and nutrition. We've got hundreds of different products to choose from, themed on health and nutrition and superfoods, even personal care products. We've got freeze-dried crunchy munchies and also storable food, certified organic storable food, you know, various nutritional supplements. Yes, we test everything for glyphosate. We test it for heavy metals. We test for microbiology contamination, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, total plate count, other testing as well. So we do more testing than anybody that I know of in this business. And so you can rest assured that whatever you purchase from our store is ultra clean, ultra tested, and has very high density nutrition without all the crazy high toxic heavy metals that are very commonly found in products like turmeric and ginger and moringa and many others. So, hey, as I say about the other nutritional product providers out there, if they're not testing for heavy metals, they're selling heavy metals. You got to test for it, because heavy metals contamination is like crazy common in certain types of foods and supplements like turmeric. So we have a laboratory tested, certified organic. Thank you for supporting healthrangerstore.com, and know that every purchase helps support our platforms like Brighttown.com, Natural News, Brighttown.io, our decentralized free speech platform, Brighttown.social, and much more, including our AI project, Brighttown.ai. So thank you for all your support. God bless you all. Take care.